I was just on a call with a Fortune 100 company whose entire East Coast data center went down because their Terraform state file got corrupted, and they didn't have a reliable backup strategy in place, which got me thinking about the trade-offs between Pulumi and Terraform in enterprise environments, particularly when it comes to infrastructure as code and the use of real programming languages like Python, JavaScript, or Go, which Pulumi supports, allowing for more complex logic and better integration with existing DevOps toolchains, and also the ability to use component resources to manage multi-language stacks, which is a game changer for large-scale enterprise deployments.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with multiple cloud providers and on-premises environments, and you need to manage environment and secrets across all of them, which is where Pulumi's Enterprise Security and Compliance, or ESC, comes in, providing a centralized way to manage access, encryption, and compliance, and also integrating with existing identity and access management systems. And we've seen this in action with a major financial services company that was able to reduce their compliance burden by over 50% by using Pulumi ESC to automate their security and compliance workflows.
I'd push back on that, though. In our experience, while Pulumi ESC is a powerful tool, it's not a silver bullet, and you still need to have a solid understanding of your cloud security posture and compliance requirements, and that's where policy packs with CrossGuard come in, allowing you to define and enforce security and compliance policies across your entire infrastructure. And we've seen this work really well with companies that have complex regulatory requirements, like PCI DSS or HIPAA, and need to ensure that their infrastructure is compliant. And also the use of Pulumi AI and Copilot for infra generation, which can help automate the creation of infrastructure code and reduce the risk of human error.
The thing most teams miss about that is that testing infrastructure code is just as important as testing application code. And Pulumi provides a number of tools and integrations to make this easier, including support for unit testing and integration testing, and also the ability to use the automation API for programmatic deployments, which allows you to automate the deployment of infrastructure code and reduce the risk of human error. And we've seen this in action with a major retailer that was able to reduce their deployment time by over 75% by using the automation API to automate their infrastructure deployments.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were working with a large enterprise customer who was trying to deploy a complex cloud-native application using Pulumi, and they were running into issues with state management and team access, and we had to help them set up a robust state backend using Pulumi's built-in support for backends like AWS S3 or Azure Blob Storage, and also configure team access and permissions using Pulumi's role-based access control, and also the use of component resources to manage multi-language stacks, which was a key requirement for this customer, and also the integration with existing DevOps toolchains like Jenkins or GitLab CI/CD.
What makes that even more complex is when you're dealing with multiple teams and stakeholders, and you need to manage access and permissions across different environments and cloud providers. And that's where Pulumi's support for multi-environment and multi-cloud deployments comes in, allowing you to manage and deploy infrastructure code across different environments and cloud providers, and also the use of policy packs with CrossGuard to define and enforce security and compliance policies, and also the integration with existing identity and access management systems. And we've seen this in action with a major healthcare company that was able to reduce their compliance burden by over 30% by using Pulumi to automate their security and compliance workflows.
I'd like to dive deeper into the concept of component resources and how they can be used to manage multi-language stacks, because this is an area where Pulumi really shines, and we've seen companies use component resources to manage complex deployments that involve multiple languages and frameworks, and also the use of Pulumi AI and Copilot for infra generation, which can help automate the creation of infrastructure code and reduce the risk of human error, And also the integration with existing DevOps toolchains like Jenkins or GitLab CI/CD, and also the use of the automation API for programmatic deployments, which allows you to automate the deployment of infrastructure code and reduce the risk of human error.
The thing that's often overlooked is that component resources are not just about managing multi-language stacks, but also about managing complex dependencies and relationships between different components, and Pulumi provides a number of tools and features to make this easier, including support for dependency management and graph-based deployments, and also the use of policy packs with CrossGuard to define and enforce security and compliance policies, and also the integration with existing identity as NACS management systems. And we've seen this in action with a major financial services company that was able to reduce their deployment time by over 50% by using Pulumi to automate their infrastructure deployments.
One of the key benefits of using Pulumi is the ability to leverage existing programming languages and tools, such as Python, TypeScript, and C #Xi, and to define and manage infrastructure as code. And we've seen this in action with a number of large enterprises, including a major e-commerce company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their Kubernetes clusters, using a combination of Python and Terraform configs to define the infrastructure and application components, and then using Pulumi's automation API to integrate with their existing CI/CD pipelines, resulting in a significant reduction in deployment time and an increase in overall reliability.
Another example that comes to mind is a large healthcare organization that used Pulumi to deploy a complex application stack, including a combination of virtual machines, containers, and serverless functions, using a mix of C # and TypeScript to define the infrastructure application components, and then using Pulumi's policy as code features to enforce security and compliance policies across the entire stack, including integration with existing identity and access. Management systems such as Active Directory and Okta to ensure that only authorized personnel had access to sensitive resources and data.
In terms of specific tool configurations, we've seen a number of customers use Pulumi in combination with other tools, such as Terraform and Ansible, to create a comprehensive infrastructure as code pipeline. And one example that stands out is a large media company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their cloud-based infrastructure, using a combination of Terraform and Pulumi configs to define the infrastructure and application components, and then using Ansible to automate the deployment of the application code and configuration, resulting in a significant reduction in deployment time and an increase in overall reliability.
When it comes to enterprise patterns, we've seen a number of customers adopt Pulumi as part of a larger DevOps or cloud-native transformation, using Pulumi to automate the deployment of infrastructure and applications, and then integrating with existing tools and processes, such as IT service management and monitoring systems, to create a comprehensive and automated pipeline. And one example that comes to mind is a large telecommunications company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their 5G network infrastructure, using a combination of Python and Terraform configs to define the infrastructure and application components, and then integrating with existing monitoring and management systems to ensure that the infrastructure was properly monitored and managed.
In terms of advanced use cases, we've seen a number of customers use Pulumi to deploy complex multi-cloud architectures, including hybrid and multi-cloud environments, using Pulumi support for multiple cloud providers, including AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, to define and manage infrastructure and applications across multiple clouds. And one example that stands out is a large financial services company that used Pulumi to deploy a complex multi-cloud application stack, using a combination of Python and TypeScript to define the infrastructure and application components, and then using Pulumi's automation API to integrate with existing CI/CD pipelines and deploy the application across multiple clouds.
When it comes to integration points, we've seen a number of customers integrate Pulumi with existing tools and systems, including CI/CD pipelines, monitoring and logging systems, and identity and access management systems, using Pulumi's APIs and SDKs to integrate with these systems and create a comprehensive and automated pipeline. And one example that comes to mind is a large retail company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their e-commerce platform using a combination of Python and Terraform configs to define the infrastructure and application components, and then integrating with existing CI/CD pipelines and monitoring systems to ensure that the application was properly deployed and monitored.
In terms of security considerations, we've seen a number of customers use Pulumi to enforce security and compliance policies across their infrastructure and applications, using Pulumi's policy as code features to define and enforce policies, and then integrating with existing security and compliance tools and systems, such as vulnerability scanners and compliance monitoring systems, to ensure that the infrastructure and applications are properly secured and compliant. And one example that stands out is a large government agency that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their cloud-based infrastructure, using a combination of Python and Terraform configs to define the infrastructure and application components, and then using Pulumi's policy as code features to enforce security and compliance policies across the entire.
Another key aspect of security is the management of secrets and sensitive data. And we've seen a number of customers use Pulumi to manage secrets and sensitive data, using Pulumi's support for secret management systems, such as HashiCorp's Vault, to store and manage sensitive data, and then integrating with existing security and compliance tools and systems to ensure that the sensitive data is properly protected and monitored. And one example that comes to mind is a large financial services company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their cloud-based infrastructure, using a combination of Python and Terraform configs to define the infrastructure and application components, and then using Pulumi's integration with HashiCorp's Vault to manage sensitive data and secrets.
When it comes to war stories, we've seen a number of customers encounter challenges and obstacles when adopting Pulumi, such as integrating with existing tools and systems, or managing complex dependencies and relationships between components. And one example that stands out is a large media company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their cloud-based infrastructure, but encountered challenges integrating with existing monitoring and management systems, and had to use Pulumi's APIs and SDKs to create custom integrations and workflows to.
Another example that comes to mind is a large telecommunications company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their 5G network infrastructure, but encountered challenges managing complex dependencies and relationships between components, and had to use Pulumi support for dependency management and graph-based deployments to overcome these challenges and ensure that the infrastructure was properly deployed and managed. And this required a significant amount of planning and design upfront, but ultimately resulted in a highly automated and.
Telecommunications company's experience highlights the importance of understanding the nuances of dependency management in Pulumi, particularly when dealing with complex infrastructure deployments, and how leveraging Pulumi's built-in support for dependency graphs can help mitigate risks and ensure consistent outcomes. And we've seen similar patterns emerge in other industries, such as financial services, where Pulumi's ability to manage complex dependencies and relationships between components has been instrumental in enabling the automation of critical infrastructure deployments.
In addition to dependency management, another key consideration for enterprise environments is security. And Pulumi provides a range of features and capabilities to support secure infrastructure deployments, including support for encryption, access controls, and auditing. And we've seen customers leverage these capabilities to implement robust security controls and compliance frameworks, such as HIPAA and PCI DSS. and ensure that their infrastructure deployments meet the required security standards, and this often involves integrating PulleMe with other security tools and systems, such as identity and access management platforms and vulnerability management systems.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a large healthcare organization that used PulleMe to automate the deployment of their cloud-based electronic health record system and had to implement robust security controls to comply with HIPAA regulations, and they leveraged PulleMe's support for encryption and access controls to ensure that sensitive patient data was properly protected, and they also integrated PulleMe with their existing identity and access management platform to ensure that only authorized personnel had access to the infrastructure and data, and this required significant customization and configuration of PulleMe's security features, but ultimately resulted in a highly secure and compliant infrastructure deployment.
Another important consideration for enterprise environments is integration with existing tool chains and systems, and PulleMe provides a range of integration points and APIs to support this, including support for CI/CD pipelines, monitoring and logging systems, and IT service management platforms. And we've seen customers leverage these integration points to automate complex workflows and processes, such as automated testing and validation, and continuous compliance monitoring. And this often involves using PulleMe's APIs and SDKs to create custom integrations and workflows, such as integrating PulleMe with Jenkins or GitLab CI/CD to automate infrastructure deployments, or integrating PulleMe with Splunk or ELK to monitor and analyze infrastructure logs and metrics.
In terms of specific tool configurations, we've seen customers use PulleMe in conjunction with a range of other tools and systems, including Terraform, CloudFormation, and Ansible. And this often involves using PulleMe as the primary infrastructure deployment tool, and then integrating it with other tools to provide additional functionality and capabilities, such as using Terraform to manage cloud-based infrastructure, and then using PulleMe to manage on-premises infrastructure, or using Ansible to automate application deployments, and then using PulleMe to automate infrastructure deployments. And this requires careful planning and design to ensure that the different tools and systems are working together seamlessly and effectively.
One war story that comes to mind is a large financial services company that used PulleMe to automate the deployment of their cloud-based trading platform, and had to integrate PulleMe with a range of other tools and systems, including Terraform, Ansible, and Jenkins. And they leveraged PulleMe's APIs and SDKs to create custom integrations and workflows, such as automating the deployment of cloud-based infrastructure using Terraform, and then using PulleMe to deploy the application code and configuration. And they also used PulleMe's support for continuous compliance monitoring to ensure that the infrastructure and application were compliant with regulatory requirements. And this required significant customization and configuration of PulleMe's features and capabilities, but ultimately resulted in a highly automated and...
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've seen a range of different approaches and strategies emerge, including the use of PulleMe as a centralized infrastructure deployment platform and the use of PulleMe as a decentralized infrastructure deployment platform, where different teams and business units are responsible for deploying their own infrastructure. And this often involves using PulleMe's multi-tenancy features to provide a centralized platform for managing and monitoring infrastructure deployments, while still allowing different teams and business units to have autonomy and control over their own infrastructure. And this requires careful planning and design to ensure that the different teams and business units are working together effectively and efficiently.
Another important consideration for enterprise environments is advanced use cases, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence. And PulleMe provides a range of features and capabilities to support these use cases, including support for containerized deployments, serverless computing, and data processing and analytics. And we've seen customers leverage these capabilities to automate complex workflows and processes, such as automated model training and deployment, and real-time data processing and analytics. And this often involves integrating Pulumi with other tools and systems, such as Kubeflow, TensorFlow, and Apache Spark. And this requires significant expertise and knowledge of the underlying technologies and platforms.
One example of an advanced use case is a large retail company that used Pulumi to automate the deployment of their machine learning-based recommendation engine and had to integrate Pulumi with a range of other tools and systems, including Kubeflow, TensorFlow, and Apache Kafka. And they leveraged Pulumi's support for containerized deployments and serverless computing to automate the deployment of the machine learning models and data processing pipelines. And they also used Pulumi's support for continuous compliance monitoring to ensure that the infrastructure and application were compliant with regulatory requirements. And this required significant customization and configuration of Pulumi's features and capabilities, but ultimately resulted in a highly automated and reliable deployment pipeline.
In terms of integration points, Pulumi provides a range of APIs and SDKs to support integration with other tools and systems, including REST APIs, GraphQL APIs, and SDKs for languages such as Python, Java, and C#. And we've seen customers leverage these integration points to automate complex workflows and processes, such as automated testing and validation, and continuous compliance monitoring. And this often involves using Pulumi's APIs and SDKs to create custom integrations and workflows, such as integrating Pulumi with CI/CD pipelines or integrating Pulumi with monitoring and logging systems. And this requires significant expertise and knowledge of the underlying technologies and platforms.
One important consideration for enterprise environments is security considerations, such as encryption, access controls, and auditing. And Pulumi provides a range of features and capabilities to support these considerations, including support for encryption, access controls, and auditing. And we've seen customers leverage these capabilities to implement robust security controls and compliance frameworks, such as HIPAA and PCI DSS, and ensure that their infrastructure deployments meet the required security standards. And this often involves integrating Pulumi with other security tools and systems, such as identity and access management platforms and vulnerability management systems. All right, so as we wrap up this episode on Pulumi, I'd like to highlight a few key takeaways that stuck with me. Firstly, the ability to use real programming languages for infrastructure as code is a game changer for scalability and maintainability. Secondly, Pulumi's support for a wide range of cloud and on-premises environments makes it a versatile tool for enterprise environments. And lastly, its focus on security and compliance is essential for deploying infrastructure that meets stringent requirements.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the ease of integration with existing development tools and workflows is a major advantage, as it allows for a more seamless transition to infrastructure as code. Another key takeaway is the importance of state management in Pulumi, which ensures that infrastructure deployments are predictable and reliable. And finally, I think the community support and documentation available for Pulumi are top-notch, making it easier for teams to get started and overcome any challenges they might encounter.
I see your points, Diana, but I still think the security and compliance features are what set Pulumi apart in an enterprise context. Without those, you can't even get started with infrastructure as code in many regulated industries.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel, but I have to respectfully disagree. While security is crucial, the ability to integrate Pulumi with existing development workflows and tools is what makes it feasible for many organizations to adopt infrastructure as code in the first place. If it's too hard to integrate, the security features won't even matter because teams won't use it.
That's a fair point, Diana. I suppose we'll have to agree to disagree on what matters most. Thanks for the lively discussion, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in.
Absolutely, and to our listeners, don't forget to check out our show notes for links to more information on Pulumi and infrastructure as code. Until next time, stay techie.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes on the latest tech trends and innovations. See you all in the next one.